Madame Moonshine was wearing a peculiar smile. Okay, here we are. The answer I get is 5.03. The bottom fell out of her smile.
I don't believe it.
She sat up and stared at me.
No one has ever solved that riddle before. How did you do it?
Well, ma'am, all I can say is that they didn't make me head of ranch security for nothing. I have certain talents, I guess.
That is a monstrous understatement. You could very well be a genius.
You're not the first one that said that, ma'am.
I can imagine not.
She closed her eyes and clasped her wings together.
Oh, dear, I shall have to let you go. Timothy, open.
The snake crawled over into a corner. Madam Moonshine sighed and led the way. On the way out, I could hear them snakes crawling around, and I was mighty glad Madam was leading the way. When we reached the opening, I stepped outside. I looked around, and I could see again. Well, Madam, I want to thank you for everything. You've done this ranch a tremendous favor, and we'll never forget it. Bye now. I trotted down the hill.
Oh, Hank!
I stopped and turned back to her.
Do you believe in witches now?
Yes, ma'am, I reckon I do. And do you believe in dogs now? She thought about that for a second.
No.
And with that, she was gone. Instead of going back to the ranch, I headed down the creek. I had a little errand to take care of on the next ranch.